all I simply said was, I think we are a little tuned out on this series because it has been interesting. And if that game isn't interesting on Thursday night, we could find ourselves watching more NFL draft than Cavs and the Magic. And lo and behold, it was maybe not how most people thought Game 3 would go. The Night at 2 Through the Fan social media account on Twitter. And, of course, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Tweeted out this morning, what did you watch more of last night, the Cavs loss to the Magic or the NFL draft? And almost 81% of 750 votes saying the NFL draft. So I don't do I Was Right Radio, but that take aged very well for me.
Congratulations, Nick.
I mean, it matters. My credibility has been restored. I just think, and what I was reminded of last night, because we do want to get to the Cavs here very shortly. What I was reminded of last night, there is no such thing as a bad NFL draft. There isn't. There are bad picks. There are bad decisions. There's awkward moments. There's hilariously dumb moments in the draft. But like, every draft is sacred. Every draft is amazing. Because what makes the draft amazing isn't whether you like your team's draft or not. It's the fact that everybody's invested. If your team has a draft pick, you know who you want them to take, and you know how you want them to handle the draft. And if they do what you want, you're thrilled. But the anticipation up to it, it's everything. And then here's the thing. If, like us, if your team doesn't have one, you have FOMO. Like, man, I wish we had the 23rd pick right now that's been since traded three more times. I could end up with Jacksonville last night. Oh, and by the way, the theater. Like, again, there were, what, six trades? That's pretty tame for a first round.
Yeah, I thought there'd be more trades, honestly.
Yeah, and so it kind of tame from a trade perspective. But, like, that didn't necessarily kill the buzz last night. I watched every single second of the NFL draft last night, and I did have. I mean, I had the Cavs on my phone, so I was watching both games, but, like, once we got to halftime, it was like, oh, actually, no, that's not fair. Once we got into the third quarter and I saw them actually lose heart even more, the draft reeled me in.
So I was into the draft. I was, again, last night was pretty cool. You know, my son has become this crazy, not crazy, but he's really, really smart with the players. You know, he's like, I swear, we've called him like Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah.
Because he's like into it. And so we're watching the draft last night, locked in. The Cavs were on, we were at a restaurant, and the Cavs were on one TV, the draft was on the other. And as the Cavs game got further and further out of reach, was out of reach basically after the first quarter, midway through the first half. Anyway, so that game became background noise.
Yeah.
And it was all draft.
I gotta say, you sent us a video of LeMahon last night.
Oh, dude,
he was
yeah.
in on it. I saw, and I don't know if this is going to concern you, I saw shades of young Nick Wilson there, of somebody who was just like on it. Like somebody who was just like, no, this is what has to happen, and knowing every player in the draft. I was proud of little man last night. That was awesome.
Oh, dude, if he's into it like that, I'm going to bring him on next year.
Oh,
I'm going to bring him to work and do a segment with him.
Dude, why not? Okay.
People would love it.
Here's the thing. Why not the midweek mock? And we just have him handle it.
Tatum's mock. Foxometer.
The Foxometer, yeah.
The Foxometer.
Yeah. And we can do it from a different angle. I love that idea. Now, what I don't love.
You know
is,
what I don't love? Waiting that? The whole first round for the Bills to pick with my boy, and they trade out of the entire first round.
I did find that pretty funny.
Oh, man, it was brutal.
I did.
We're up till almost 1 a.m. watching that thing.
One, because, especially when the Chiefs took Xavier Worthy, another wide receiver that the Bills could have taken, and they used the pick that they traded up with the Bills to get Xavier Worthy. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was mildly funny. Here's the thing. You hate when your team does that, yet it's also just phenomenal theater. And if you're wondering why we're now 6 minutes into the show and we haven't talked about the Cavs last night, it's because we're giving as much effort to the Cavs as the Cavs gave last night. And I'll say, man, like, listen, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek about the I Was Right thing. Last night was the sum of all my fears. Every time we've talked about this series, about the Cavs leading up to it, the final 20 games of the season, last night is what I knew was possible, what I expected to happen at least once in this series. And I'll be honest with you, even though I yesterday I was I we were talking on and off air. I couldn't tell you if I thought the Cavs were going to win because I didn't have a good feel for the game. I'll be honest with you, man, it didn't make it any more enjoyable. That was flat out embarrassing for a team. And it's not that they lost. It's not about losing. It's about how you lost and the fact that that game was over 3 minutes into that game.
So disappointing. You know, I expected it to be a tight matchup. I thought the Magic could win. But I did not think that would happen. I did not, you know. Again, I thought it'd come down to the final 3 minutes of the game. Vegas was way off on that spread, by the way, because the public was all over Orlando.
Yep.
Which is, to me, surprising.
Yeah.
But they were right.
I'll be honest with you. My non-negotiable for my favorite teams is consistency of effort. And this team, all the final 20 games. And listen, this is why I wasn't all over the injuries. This is why I couldn't just say, oh, it's just the injuries. Guys, playing together and being consistent has nothing to do with having spent 82 games together or having your core on the court for 20 games together. That's about focus. That's about leadership. That's about, I don't know. It's about want. It's about playing together. You don't, like, because here's the thing. The Cavs showed you the first two nights, the first two games, they didn't have to play their best basketball to win. Now, again, that was at home. Home cooking, you can have a B-minus game two nights in a row at home, especially for this team, and have a chance to have easy, comfortable wins. But last night, you know what pissed me off? And I'll be honest with you. I think anybody who didn't come out and go scorched earth on the Cavaliers today was a chicken. I'm going to tell you, no matter on this station, any station, the Cavs deserve to be excoriated today. I didn't even say that word right, but whatever that actual word is that I just completely biffed on air, that's what they deserve. Because that was embarrassing. And here's the thing. Everybody settled. At some point in the last 20 games, at some point after that Charlotte game, because we don't want to have expectations for our teams, because we don't want to be upset, because we don't want the bad thing to happen, and here's the thing. We don't want to hear that the bad thing could happen. No. No, all we want is Homer Radio anymore. All we want is for everyone to paddle our fannies and tell us how good this is. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not talking about the average fan here. I'm talking about people being afraid to give actual opinions on this soft-ass basketball team because they don't want to get somebody mad at them on social media. Well, I'll say it right now, 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, bring it, you chump. If you still are defending that team after last night, blow it out your ass. I'm serious. That was embarrassing. And here's the thing.
Hold up. Well, go ahead. You're on one.
Oh, thank you. And here's the thing. That is unacceptable. This is not about beating Orlando. That is the bare minimum. And all of a sudden, if we just beat Orlando, it'll show progress. I'm sorry. I did not condone and accept the Donovan Mitchell trade so I could get my ass waxed by Boston in the second round. And that'd be the best thing to happen in 2 years. And so all this nonsense about, you got to let it play out. How do we feel about that now? Because I'll be honest with you, last night was trash. And it's the same damn thing that happened at least once a week in the final 20 games of the year. And yet today, you know what? I'm not going to come after you guys. Hey, it was just, listen, I'm all on board with now the series begins. Now the Cavs can show me how they react to game three. And I'm with everybody out there. If you think that, I don't think this series is over in the negative. I didn't think it was over when you're up 2-0. All right? But here's the thing. This is when you find out who your team is. But last night, it was unacceptable. In the moments we did find something out about this team, because it went from a 10-point game to a 20-point game to a 30-point game to a 40-point game. And not one damn player was in a position to or had the scones to step up and stop the bleeding. I don't care that you lost. I really don't. I care that in every quarter you lost a little bit more heart. By the fourth quarter, who gives a damn? Who gives a flying you-know-what about the fourth quarter? It didn't matter because it didn't matter to them. And I'm going to tell you, right now, I'm giving Donovan about 25% of a pass because I don't think he's healthy. It's not the knee. It might still be a little bit of the knee. It's the ribs. Wendell Carter's cheap shot might have swung this from a five-game series to being a seven-game series. I don't know because Donovan looked not just human last night. I mean, he looked mortal last night. And the problem is, every time, and here's the problem. I heard people bitch about George Niang. I heard people bitch about Max Strus. I heard people bitch about Marcus Morris or this one or that one. Guys, it's about your core four. All right? And listen, Jarrett is still playing his butt off.
Jarrett Allen is just having an all-star type of series. He really is.
So Jarrett, I'm separating you out over here from the rest of the core four. And you know what, Donovan? I'm a little bit going to put you over here as well. All right? Because when a dude's playing through injuries and it's multiple injuries, that's heart to me. I'll take that even if it sucks to watch, because you know that guy's capable of more when he's 100%. This is on Darius, and it's on Evan, and it's on the coach. All right? I don't care that you lost last night. I care you got smoked, and then you did what you've done at points this year where you became front runners. When this team, oh man, when this team gets up by 20, get out the dog chain. We're dogs. We're collegiate up in here. Look at how bad we are. I'll be honest with you. We're about to retire the damn hashtag because you're not letting them know anything that anybody wants to know. We're about, and again, it's not about last night. It is about, this is a through line. This is the same crap we've seen for 3 months, and it's unacceptable. You should be able to win. You should be able to be competitive. It's not about winning or losing. You should be competitive if Donovan can't have a good night because he's banged up. And here's the thing. You play winning basketball, your best players on the road have to win. Right? When we're at home, I'll talk about George Niang and whether he's on or not. When we're at home, I'll talk about Max Strus or not. But we all know there's two things that matter when you're on the road. There's two things you should be able to count on the road in the playoffs. And it's your best players, your stars, and it's your coach. Well, the coach doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And that I will take from last night, because the man, oh, hey, we're going to go from a 7-man rotation, the same 7 guys we played all series, to, hey, let's play Marcus Morris and Tristan Thompson together. Ah, they're fresh. Oh, by the way, let's just let Caris LeVert keep handling the ball at the top of the key so he can turn the ball over. And nobody stepped up. And I'm putting it right on Darius. That is a loser-ass performance by Darius. And we have all tried. I have tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've never been more disappointed in him. I want it for him, and I think we want it for Darius more than Darius wants it right now, because something is rotten with the Cavaliers. And again, last night, I don't think the series is over. I don't think... No, this is not about that. This is about, that is unacceptable effort in the playoffs, and that should be non-negotiable.
That was a good rant by you.
I'm sweating.
But you're wrong.